I said to my Sunday school class a while ago about that little wonderful story we studied this morning in Numbers 21 about the brazen, about the serpents. All those serpents were cut loose by God because the people had complained against God and God's man. And those serpents were biting the people of God, and they were dying and falling over like flies being smitten. And they were dying, and all of a sudden people came to Moses and said, "Moses, we've sinned against God and against thee." And Moses prayed for his people, and God said, "Moses, tell me what you do." He said, You take a pole, and it'll take a piece of brass, and you beat that piece of brass until it looks like a serpent. And then you put that serpent of brass on that pole, and you lift that pole high with that serpent of brass on that pole." And he said, "Then you pull it out of the platform." He said, "You hold that serpent of brass high." And he said, "You tell the people, every one of them that's been bitten by the serpent, that'll look. Didn't say everyone that'll be good. Didn't say everyone that'll do good works. Didn't say everyone that joins the church. Everybody that looks." I'm so sick and tired of these Pharisees talking about easy believism. Let me tell you, brother, it is no difficult thing to look. That's all they had to do was look. He said, "You lift that pole high." He said, "Everybody that looks, and bless God today, there's another pole." John 3:14 says, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." God says to me, "You hold high the pole." And I said, "You, all you got to do is look. If you know you've been bitten and know that you're helpless and cannot heal yourself and realize that pole has been lifted for you, the pole of Calvary, you look to that Savior on that cross, and bless God, the moment you do, your sins are forgiven." But you said, "Brother Hiles, don't you have to, you haven't got to join anything. You can join a Masonic lodge and get saved as easy as you can join the church to get saved. And I personally prefer the church. The Ku Klux Klan couldn't save you any more than the First Baptist Church of Hammond can save you. And the NAACP can't save you any more than the First Baptist Church of Hammond can save you. It's the Christ on the pole that saves you." And you look to that Christ on that pole. And the moment you look to Him, by the grace of Almighty God, He says, "From this moment forward, no sins will ever be written against you. They're written against Jesus." And He said, "All the sins you've got in the past, they'll be blotted out and erased, and you'll have no record." And He said, "Not only that, I've got Alzheimer's disease, and I'll not remember a single sin you ever committed." Praise God. When I think about this story, I think about an evangelist I used to know. Preached a revival or two for me many years ago. His name was Lewis Wunneberger. Brother Wunneberger was a great man of God. He had a little boy. That little boy was 6 or 7 years old or so. He called his daddy in and he said, "Daddy, I'd like to be saved." Brother Wunneberger told him how to be saved. The little boy said, "Daddy, I don't understand it. I don't understand it." His daddy tried Romans Road and that didn't... He said, "Daddy, I don't understand it. What do I have to do?" His daddy said, "Son," he tried the Gospel of John, John chapter 3, and John 3:16 and 3:36 and so forth, and John 1:11-12. He tried them all. Little boy said, "I don't understand it, Daddy. I don't understand it." Brother Wunneberger said, "Son, let me try it again." He said, "Back in the Old Testament days, God's people had sinned and complaining against God and God's man. And son, God sent snakes everywhere. And those snakes bit the people and they were dying. The people came to Moses and said, 'Pray for us and forgive us.' And Moses prayed. And God came and he said, 'Sonny boy, God said that if Moses would take a piece of brass and beat that piece of brass and make it look like a snake and put that snake on the pole and lift that pole high, they'd be saved.' He said, 'Sonny boy, that's a picture of Jesus who died on the cross. You look to Him and He'll save you.' Little boy said, 'I understand it now.' He looked to Jesus. Years passed. The boy was 14 years old, I understand. He became seriously ill. He was on his deathbed. Brother Wunneberger came and the doctor said, 'He has a few moments to live.' And Brother Wunneberger said, 'Son, tell Daddy, are you saved?' And the last words that little boy said, he said, 'Daddy, remember the pole that was lifted up.'" Every single person in this room this morning who will look to the Savior who was lifted up on the cross and trust Him by faith. That faith will cause God to wipe away every sin you ever committed. And that faith will cause God to refuse to ever record another sin against your record. And that faith will cause God on this Memorial Day weekend, 1990, to get amnesia and Alzheimer's disease, and He'll never remember a single sin you ever committed. I don't believe that. That's why you're going to go to hell. If you believe it, you can go to heaven. Look and live. There's life for a look at the Savior.